Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from Texas. Today I want to talk to you about who is God. This is a controversial topic because there are many different religions in the world. I've had many people ask me or say to me, well, how do you know you're serving the God? Aren't there many gods? And the answer to that is simple and complex. Yes, there are a lot of gods with a little g that are associated with many religions throughout the world. And the Christian faith would consider those idols and not the one true God with a capital G. Because our God is alive and well in heaven and not a man-made statue that is non-living. So I want to talk to you about the characteristics of God, the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now, we are created in God's image. We find that out in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. So because of that, we share actually some of his attributes. Let me put a little caveat right here, because the New Age theorists would say that we are all gods based on what I said, and that's not what I meant. What I'm saying is there are parts of God that he has chosen to share with us and through us. And then there are other parts of God that are divine that we could never possess. God is unique, so there's nothing or no one to compare him to. I'm going to be giving you a lot of verses. I'm not going to read all of them. I'm just going to reference them for you to read and study on your own. So the first one that talks about the transcendence of God or the uniqueness of God is Isaiah 6:1. Another characteristic of God is that he never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The reference for that is James 1:17. God cannot lie. The reference for that is Hebrews 6:16 through 18. God is eternal with no limitations. He's independent and he is complete within and of himself. He's not like you and I, where we depend on other people. He has a divine character, which is holy. 1 Peter 1:13-19. God is also sovereign, which means nothing can exist outside of his control. So let me stop right there and address a question that you probably have in your mind right now. So why does he allow bad things to happen? Now, God is omniscient, which means that he knows everything. And God is also omnipotent, which means he's present in all places and at all time. And he's also omnipotent, which means he's all powerful. So there are things that occur that are horrific. Mass shootings, sex trafficking, you name it. The things that happen that God allows that aren't so good are because of the sin nature of man, not because of the unkindness or the lack of care of God. I hope that you caught that. God is wise. He has perfect wisdom beyond even Solomon in the Bible, who was a human and considered to be the wisest man that ever lived. God is good by nature, and yet he will judge sin. This is what the Bible talks about when it talks about the wrath of God. When he, like your own father, a parent, any good parent is going to let you suffer the consequences when you do something wrong. And our God, with the capital G, is no different. Now, his love is eternal. John 3:16 tells us that. Romans 5:8 tells us that. 1 John 4:7 through 21 talks about the love of God. God is also gracious. Tony Evans says it like this: grace is God's inexhaustible supply of goodness that does for mankind what they could never do for themselves. That's just beautiful right there. Now, let me talk about, you hear me flipping through my notes because I have notes today. Sometimes I have notes and sometimes I don't. But this is one of those topics where I need to be sure that I am telling you the right thing. So we've talked about the wisdom of God. God is good. God is gracious. God is merciful, which means that he shows us favor even when we don't deserve it. And God is love. He really is a loving God. And how you view your earthly father has a correlation to how you view your heavenly father. So if you, you know, grew up with an alcoholic dad who was abusive and angry all the time, you're going to go around thinking that God is angry with you all the time and he's mad. And that's probably not the case. He isn't. So let's talk a little deeper about who God is. As I said before, God never changes. He's been consistent since the beginning of time. And his love is never ending. The universe is changing. Technology is changing. The climate is changing. But God never will. Let me say that again. God never changes. I, for one, am thankful that God is faithful. That means I know that I can trust him. I know that he is going to do what he says he's going to do and that he keeps his promises. He's going to forgive me when I repent. He's going to help me grow. He's going to be there when I need him. And it, I mean, that's just it. God is merciful. He forgives me even when I probably don't deserve it and I've done something horrible. Because of God's mercy, he washes away our what we call in church transgressions, the things that we do wrong that hurt his heart. You know, a lot of times people won't forgive you. They won't let you forget your past and they keep bringing it up. God's not like that. He's merciful. God is unconditionally loving. Now, let me back that up. That doesn't mean that he loves it when you continually keep doing things that you know he doesn't want you to do. That causes wrath. What I'm saying is, excuse me, his love is in support of my well-being, is in support of me doing his will. His love for me is as a father for a child, but like any other father, as I said earlier, he's going to correct us when we are wrong. He loves us, and that's why his heart hurts when we sin against him. God is fair, or in the Bible, you might see the word just. He is just and he is fair. Those two words have to do with judgment. And God alone is the judge. The reference for that is James 4 and 12. God is also just in all of his ways. God is righteous. God is pure and holy. His righteousness is absolute. You know, we try to live a righteous and holy life as believers, but really, we strive for excellence every day. You know, for me, it's every hour of every day because we're sinners. Temptations come, the enemy gets in our head, and, you know, brings up our past, makes us say, oh, well, you messed up before. You just messed up. You might as well keep going. But God is righteous. He is completely pure and holy. And we strive to be pure and holy. So like I said before, his righteousness is absolute. And the reference for that is Psalms 71:19. God does not lie. He's not a man that he would lie. He's always true. Everything he says is truth. His word is true. This is where we have to be really careful as believers when we treat the Bible as a buffet and we take out the parts that we want to believe. His whole word is truth, whether we like it or not. His words are true and everlasting. His word is faithful. His word is not conditional on your circumstance. God is full of grace and truth, John 1:14, and his spirit guides us into all truth. And freedom comes from abiding or dwelling or being or believing God's truth. God is holy. He's holy and righteous. We've talked about that. God is sovereign. He controls everything. And I mean everything. He either allows it to happen or he causes things to happen. God knows everything. We talked about him being omniscient. God is everywhere. We talked about him being omnipresent. And he's all powerful, which means omnipotent. The point is, the God that we serve as Christians, with a capital G, is completely different from every other God with the little g. We have a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He's loving, he's merciful, and he's gracious. And he's real. He is absolutely real. He created the universe. He spoke things into existence out of nothing. We are not here by some Big Bang evolutionary theory. We are here because God created us. He created man. He created a man who named all of the animals. He created the plants. He created the sun, moon, and stars. I want to encourage you, if you're not a believer, to just pray about what you heard in this podcast and let the Holy Spirit speak to you, because God is real. And you might feel it as a cold wind. You might break out in a sweat. You might hear a still small voice within your mind. But he's going to make himself real to you and known to you if you want to know him. He wants to know you. He wants to have intimacy with you. God wants a personal relationship with you. He doesn't want to be some abstract thing that you're afraid of, that you can't access. Now, there are many names for God. The main three are Elohim, which means strong creator, Jehovah Lord, the self-existing one, and Adonai, which is Lord and Master or headship. There are many compound names such as El, Bethel, or let me see, what's another one? El Cana, I hope I'm saying those right, El Cano. There are many names. However, this is our God, Jehovah. This is our God. And there are many names for Jesus. Alpha and Omega, the Anointed One, the Bread of Life, Beloved, the Everlasting Father, Chief Cornerstone, Emmanuel, Yeshua. So when you hear these names, these are the names of the gods of the Christian faith. There are also names for the Holy Spirit, Eternal Spirit, Comforter, Breath of the Almighty, the Spirit of Glory, the Spirit of God, many, many names. It's very important for you to study the Word, to go to Bible study, and learn these things so that you really know who you are worshiping, who you are serving, and who you are believing in. Because you're going to come across someone who wants to know about your God. And you need to be able to tell them and lead them to Jesus so that they can be saved. Now, I hope that you learned something new today. And I pray that God touches you in a miraculous, wondrous way this week, that He reveals Himself to you and makes Himself known through the Holy Spirit. I pray that you feel Him when you pray. I pray that you find a Bible-believing church to go to if you don't have one to go to. And I'm praying for all of you listeners who listen to this podcast. This is not about me. This is all for God's glory. Every podcast that I post is something that I believe the Holy Spirit wanted me to post. Most of the time, it's His words and not mine, and I usually delineate when it's, you know, my opinion about something in the natural. So I pray that when you listen to this podcast, that you listen with an expectant heart and an open mind. And I also encourage you to check what I'm saying against the scriptures. You know, I don't ever want to lead anyone astray. My job as a minister is to direct you to God, the Father, God, the Son, and Holy Spirit, and not myself. This is not about me. This is all about Him and all for His glory. So again, I hope you learned something new today. I thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon. God bless you.